All right, in any event, are we ready to go?
Far from it, but...
No, but
roll,
I guess that...
Roll tape.
Yes. Welcome to the Tibetan Webcasting Network brainstorming session number one. I am Jeff Lebo, and I first became involved in Tibetan stuff in 1999 when I first visited Dharamsala, and like many people, immediately fell in love with the place, the people, and was, of course, very moved by the Tibetan situation. Because I'm a geek, the first thing I did was make a website, World Bridges Tibet, and provide whatever tech support I could since then to Tibetan organizations. My great geek passion is webcasting, and I've been playing with it on and off for many years, but because the technology has finally evolved to the point where potential possibilities have become real possibilities, I've started playing with it in earnest in the last couple of months. So far at World Bridges, I've been playing with some educational webcasting and some world music and some shows covering technology. But really, ever since my days in Dharamsala, I've been thinking about the possibilities of creating some kind of Tibetan webcasting network. And I think it's time to give it a try. So I want to welcome everyone who's tuning in. I know we have a couple people from Dharamsala listening in. And I just got Skype chatted by Jigme Tsering at DIIR. I just want to respond to him. Yeah, anyone who is tuning in, if you can please join the World Bridges chat room, which should be linked to on the main page. And you're also welcome to Skype in to World Bridges and participate in the conversation. So as I was saying, I've been thinking about the possibilities of a Tibetan webcasting network for quite a while, and I think it's time to start. So I'm hoping tonight just to brainstorm different possibilities and technical aspects and challenges of it. When I first arrived in Dharamsala, literally the very first hour, I got off the bus, and there was some real strange concert going on at the temple, which was partially organized by Chaim, who, after staying in touch as we bounced around the planet, now lives about an hour away from me. So I want to also welcome Chaim to the conference.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
Do you want to tell people a little bit about who you are and what you do? What you've
okay.
done?
I'm Chaim, and Jeff, you were in Dharamsala first in 1998, I believe.
That's true.
We met when I had organized a show at the Dalai Lama's main temple there, which was like a variety show made up of Tibetans and foreigners from all over the world. It was a benefit show for the reception center, so all the money that we took in went directly to the reception center. And it actually turned out to be a great success for us because we managed to pull it all together in a week's time. And with great luck, Jeff showed up a couple of days prior to the show and came down with all his technology and was able to make a wonderful slideshow for us all to view the night after the show, and then started on the website stuff, and things really took off from there.
And then for the next couple of months, we both kind of ran around with cameras and, or was that what, we did some, and then we had a couple episodes in Dharamsala together, but we definitely did some guerrilla webcasting.
Absolutely. And then from that point on, I got involved with the Tibetan Youth Congress, and was a volunteer for them on and off my time there in Dharamsala. I spent most of my time in Dharamsala from 1998 to 2002, returning to the States for the summers only. And what I did in Dharamsala was ended up setting up a small internet cafe for the Tibetan Youth Congress so Westerners could come in and utilize the internet, and all the funds went directly to the executive offices. I did some fundraising for that so we could get new equipment and actually refurbish the room, which was in tough shape at the time.
I want to say a quick hello to Jigme, who just started listening in. He's also in the chat room. So thanks for joining in, Jigme. Hope you can hear us okay. And I want to talk... I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you before you were finished?
No, go ahead.
I just want to talk a little bit about the technology that we're using to do this. It's all pretty low-tech stuff. For streaming, we use Shoutcast servers, which are basically free, and most of the software that we use is either free or pretty cheap, because what I'm hoping to be able to do is that Tibetans, wherever and whenever, can kind of produce these kinds of webcasts themselves and create a webcasting network to connect with each other and to connect with other people who are caring about Tibetans and Tibet. What we're doing now, the interactive live stuff, is a lot more challenging than just doing a one-way stream. Using Skype to talk with people it works great, but being able to capture the audio is a bit more technically complex, but quite doable. If people just want to stream one way, if people in Dharamsala want to kind of have a talk show and just talk amongst themselves there, it would be very easy for people to listen in and, you know, participate via a chat room or something like that. So the technology is fairly easy. It takes a little learning, but we're gearing this to be not too expensive. Of course, the other big factor is bandwidth, how many people we can have listening. Right now, the World Bridges server, which is not a huge, powerful server, can probably support 150 people listening at a moderate level of audio quality. We're adding a new server soon, so quality should, or the ability to reach more listeners will improve, but that's another potential limitation. Possibilities. All right, let's start talking, just brainstorming about what kinds of things could we use this technology to do. What do you think, Chaim?
My first question, I guess, and my first concern is, you know, because of the such a slow connection speed, like specifically in Dharamsala, I think a lot of this stuff would probably be difficult for these guys. I mean, I'm not even sure that they can Skype in. I know that I've tried to Skype with a friend, Tenham, that lives in Dharamsala, and that I heard his voice for about a millisecond, and boom, he was gone.
Yeah, I tried to Skype with Jigme a couple days ago, and I think he was on a 16K connection, and it just wasn't strong enough. Let me check with Jigme now to see if he's still on that connection.
Yeah, I think the new thing in Dharamsala now, too, for a lot of these guys, or a lot of my friends there now, is they're all using their cell phones to actually connect to the internet, which drops them down to, like you said, you know, 14, 16K, which, God, I'm trying to recall the fastest connection that we had there. It wasn't much more than that, even with the landline, you know.
Well, I heard that the Green Hotel is getting broadband. I'm not sure what that means, but
The word on the street is DSL is coming to Dharamsala soon.
Which would make a huge difference.
It would make a massive difference. Now, the quality of that, of what the Yagami, the Indians are gonna provide is questionable at this point, I think.
Wait, now, Jingme saying, now listening and watching multimedia webcasting in Dharamsala is not big deal. Cool. I'm wondering, where can people get the fast connections? And as far as how fast you need, to have a Skype call, you're going to need at least a 56K. And to upload audio, you probably want a little bit faster than that, but it doesn't have to be a lot faster. And I also want to welcome Dechen. Let's just check it. Chaim, can you chat with Dechen, ask her if they're listening? And let's see how many people are listening.
Jeff, what link do I need to send to Lobsang to get him into this chat room?
Why don't I post it in the chat room?
Okay.
That's the link to the chat room. Jigme is saying now BSNL, ISP is very cheap. Do you know BSNL?
Yeah, BSNL is the government, you know, you remember VSNL? They were the only provider back in the day. And then the government branched off and created BSNL. And yeah, the ADSL has already started. Oh, that's news to me. Great.
Oh, that's great. Dechen is in New Mexico, and I assume has a decent internet connection. If they'd like to Skype in, please feel free. Skype World Bridges. You can also call in. What's our phone number? 1-603-574-4923. You can just call that from a regular phone. Oh, and the other thing is that we can Skype out. Let me see if I can Skype out to Jigme.